Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Kayla. May I please have your zip code?
19119.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Melita Johnson.
All right. Thank you for that. Allow me just a second here to locate the account. All right. I do believe I've located the account, Ms. Johnson. Can you verify your address for security purposes?
7109 Boyer Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19119.
Okay, thank you for that information. Allow me just a second here while this information loads for me. I do appreciate you being patient. Okay, the account that I have here located, I see that this is for the Gadget Membership Club. There was an Ultra Bar that was previously ordered with us. How can I help you today?
When was that ordered? I didn't order anything like that.
The original order took place last year in September. There was a $7.45 shipping and handling fee that was billed for the Ultra Bar to be shipped out. That was a welcoming gift for you to enroll in our.
What is the Ultra? What, I don't even know what you're talking about. I never signed up for this. I'm just seeing it on a PenFed credit card, and I don't understand where it's coming from.
Yes, ma'am. So it looks like there was a welcoming gift that was previously ordered to get you enrolled into our Gadget Membership Club. That was a welcoming gift. The Gadget Membership Club that was enrolled into, what that is that we send you a voucher via email each month. It's worth $125. You pay a fee each month for that membership, $49.97. But you can go on to the online gadget store, make more purchases until you call in to cancel.
I never ordered that. I'm telling you what I'm saying. I know I didn't order it. And I don't receive any vouchers.
Okay.
Nothing come to me from September to concerning this. But on my bill, I just noticed this on my bill that $56.95 is taken out on my PenFed. And if it's been doing it since September.
Yes, ma'am. Due to non-cancellation, the account was billing you each month for that voucher to be emailed to you.
I have been real sick, and I haven't been able to go through things like I used to. I'm in kidney failure and a whole lot of other things, dealing with cancer and some other things. I can't afford this, and I can't believe I didn't sign up for it. I can promise you I didn't sign up for it.
Okay. Well, if you don't recall placing the initial order, what I can go ahead and do for you is get your account transferred over to our fraud department and have them further investigate the account. I will cancel the account. That'll prevent all future billing effective immediately. And
okay.
I can provide you with the cancellation number if you'd like to write that down before I transfer you.
Okay. Hold on one second. Let me get a pen.
Sure.
I am just appalled at this. I can't believe it. Okay, go ahead, sweetheart.
Okay, the cancellation number is the letter C as in Charlie, 259-508-489.
Wait a minute, 508?
Yes, ma'am.
40 what?
489.
Oh, 489.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to read that back. C is in Charlie, 259-508-489.
That's correct. Yes, ma'am. And if you can give me a couple seconds here, I'll go ahead and transfer your call over to the fraud department for them to further investigate. So you're going to hear just a tad bit of silence, and then you will hear some music playing while the call is being transferred. I do want to thank you for contacting customer support, and I hope that you have a great day. Please hold for your transfer.
Yeah. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.